From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama embarked on a media blitz this weekend in defense of revamped health care, which could be a defining issue of his presidency. Appearing on Univision, one of several news networks airing his interviews today, President Obama says he's still committed to legislation that includes a public option in health care.
I absolutely do not believe it, that it's dead. I think that it's something that we can still include as part of a comprehensive reform effort.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of Ohio says the public option is more of a threat to Americans than the White House is letting on.
His problem is when he says the public option won't affect your health care choice, people don't believe that. They think if the government gets involved in private health care, that the health care they've got is going to be compromised.
Graham speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. President Obama, meanwhile, is confronted with some of the world's most pressing issues this week at a UN gathering and the G20 summit. He'll address calls for tougher financial oversight in the U.S., greater commitment to fighting climate change, and progress in the Afghanistan war. On CNN, President Obama said he has not decided whether to send more troops because he's still looking at an appropriate strategy.
My most important job is to keep us safe, and Al-Qaeda is still trying to do us harm. But B, every time I sign an order, you know, I'm answerable to the parents of those young men and women who I'm sending over there, and I want to make sure that it's for the right reason.
The president also says that a new strategy will better help U.S. forces track down Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. FBI agents have arrested a 24-year-old Colorado man who's been at the center of an ongoing terrorism investigation in the U.S., NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The young Denver man is named Najibullah Zazi. After 3 days of questioning, the FBI arrested Zazi last night, charging him with making false statements to the FBI. Publicly, Zazi has said this is all a case of mistaken identity, and he isn't a terrorist. But behind closed doors at the FBI in Denver, two senior law enforcement officials and someone familiar with Zazi's side of the case told NPR that plea negotiations started on Friday. The Justice Department says Zazi admitted to getting explosives training from Al-Qaeda. This investigation broke into the open last week after law enforcement raided a series of apartments in Queens, New York. They were looking for bomb components. They didn't find any. But they did allegedly find backpacks and cell phones and a bomb-making manual. Two other men, Zazi's father and a friend of his from Queens, are also in custody. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says he has received Israeli assurances that the Jewish state has no plans to take military action against Iran. Israel has repeatedly called Iran a threat. This is NPR News. The best in television will be honored in Los Angeles tonight at the Emmys. As NPR's Zoe Chase reports, many of last year's winners are back.
NBC's 30 Rock is back in Emmy contention with 22 nominations, the most ever in a single year for a comedy series.
Yes! No!
Yes!
Ms., Tracy says Kauai is more beautiful than Maui and keeps shouting when I try to give my opinion. Which is that? Maui is the windsurfing capital of the world!
Other nominees for Best Comedy Series include Family Guy, the first animated show in almost 50 years to get the nod, and How I Met Your Mother, whose cast includes Emmy host Neil Patrick Harris. Last year's winner, Mad Men, is up again for Best Drama. Zoe Chase, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says he will not ask the Justice Department to stop its criminal probe into CIA anti-terror interrogations during the Bush administration. On CBS, one of several networks airing his interviews today, the president said nobody's above the law. Last month, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder named a prosecutor to review harsh interrogation techniques used on terror suspects. Last week, several former CIA chiefs asked the president to stop the investigation, saying it would compromise intelligence gathering. An American soldier was killed and 12 others were wounded in a helicopter crash in Iraq this weekend. The U.S. military says the aircraft went down at the Balad Air Base and the cause of the crash is under investigation. The Associated Press reports that at least 4,300 U.S. military personnel have died in Iraq since the start of the war. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.